to the first episode of the podcast. It's the first episode. It's the first official episode. And to be honest, I tried to record this last week. And I re-recorded it about like 6-7 times. And I still just wasn't satisfied with it. It published yesterday, the 24th, June 24th. And I was just like, no, like, it's still not what I want it to be. So I took it down, but I'm back and I'm gonna do this live. I'm gonna be honest again, this is my third time doing this, but I'm not doing it no more. It's gonna have to be live, no editing, no nothing. This episode is gonna be two parts. It's the intro. I'm gonna introduce myself even more, or just give more insight, I guess, about me. And then we're gonna go into timing, because timing is a very common topic that's been I want to talk about. So we're gonna get into that. So yeah, let's get into it. Introduction. I'm your host, Tamari. My mom and them has honestly been like, my mom mainly has been the one joking about me and my nicknames. I'm like, girl, yes, I gave myself those nicknames. I am from Pittsburgh, California, the Bay Area to be specific. I am 20 years old. Yes, I'm young. And I feel really good, honestly. I never really thought about, like, 20 years. I always thought about, like, ooh, 18, I'm finna be grown. No. Actually, I feel really great being 20, being young, just trying to figure things out. That's kind of the stage I'm in. Not specifically trying to figure things out, but like figure out the next step, you know, because I already know what I want to do, and that's music. That is my passion. That is my first love, I want to say. Then there's dancing and acting. I've been into music since I was a little baby. Honestly, a little baby. I was 4 years old. Honestly, it's my mom's fault. She should be. never mind. No, it's her fault. She bought the Beyonce CD, and ever since then, I just been in love with music and been in love with Beyonce. Yeah, I've been a fan of Beyonce since I was 4 years old. Period. It's hard. I don't really like describing myself, because I don't know, it's just weird. Like when I go to interviews and it's just like, so tell me about yourself. Well, what do you want to know? Do you want to know my favorite color? Do you want to know what I like in music? Do you want to know my hobbies? You know, I don't really like to do that. And I guess I can say, okay, go into, like, I'm goofy. Like, you already see, I'm very goofy. Honestly, I want to say I'm shy, because I have my shy moments, but I'm not shy anymore. Like, I used to be very shy and very quiet, but now when I'm around people, I just be talking, honestly. I do have my moments when I, you know, want to be quiet, and there's times where I just don't want to talk, and I'm honestly, like, I'm fine with that. But yeah, I'm shy at times. I am very outspoken at times. I love to dance. I love to sing. I do both of those every day, all day, no matter what. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes, I'm being honest, sometimes when I'm around people, I don't do those things. And I am very proud of myself for saying that, because usually I won't admit to it, but I am. I do love those things. Oh, I'm very sarcastic. Very to the point where some people don't know if they should really, you know, believe what I'm saying or what. Like, I'm very sarcastic, or I can be very sarcastic. I love writing. I love reading. And I'm making those both. Like, I am writing right now. I am in the process right now of writing my own poetry book. And I love fiction books. So I eventually want to get into that. And writing, being an author, adding that to my resume or adding that to my bio. I'm gonna have all these things. A singer, dancer, actor, author. I'm just one day have that all in my bio. But yeah, okay, so I don't know if you want to know more about me, just go check out my Instagram. I really am trying to be consistent on there. Like, sometimes I really just don't have nothing to post, and I don't want to just be sitting on there wasting time. Like, but my Instagram is at I am Tamari. Okay, let me be clear. That name is similar to my Twitter name. So my Twitter name is I'm Tamari. Okay, yeah. My Twitter name is at I'm Tamari, and then my Instagram name is I am Tamari J. I'm not 100%, but if you search me, it should pop up. Either way. Either way. Alright, let's get into this next segment. And before we get into that, I realized that I didn't even introduce how the whole podcast came to be. So I'm telling the story now. It was actually a year ago when I bought the equipment. Before I bought the equipment, I was watching a lot of Gary Vee videos, and he mentioned, like, you should start your own podcast, because I was thinking about doing, like, vlogs, but I was like, let me just see all my options. So he ended up saying you should think about having a podcast if you're also thinking about having a YouTube page with vlogs. So I said, a podcast? Okay, let me get into it. So I started doing my research, watching a lot of other YouTube videos, Googling podcasts and podcasts, all that stuff. And so yeah, then I bought the equipment, because I also bought the equipment because, like I said, I want to be a singer. So I'm like, I can have a small part of my room, my old room actually, small part of my room where the equipment is set up to record songs, covers, all that. So yeah, I bought it. I have even the foam that goes on the walls. I forgot what it's called, but I had all of that, and it never happened because of me overthinking, me getting advice, or not advice, me just listening to other people, right? So it never happened. Anyway, we're here a year later, and I was watching that Red Table Talk episode last week, and Willow was like, I want to hashtag that real talk. So I kept that in mind, right? And then while I'm watching the episode, I'm like, when I want to talk, I say a lot. Like, especially when I'm nervous, or if I need, like, if something is happening, like later on, or like tomorrow, I'll be like, this is happening tomorrow, yada yada yada. So I was like, that's what really got me to really like go for it, the podcast, whatever. So I was like, let's talk, or we need to talk would be a great podcast name. So that's how I came about. Well, that's the title, whatever. Like I said in the trailer, also because I feel like when I'm watching, I don't even know if I mentioned this earlier, maybe I did. When I'm watching Red Table Talk, or there's like a lot of topics on Twitter, I'm like, I would love to sit down and talk to someone about this. And oftentimes I don't really get to do that. So that's why this podcast is created, so that I can create a space for myself and others to talk about the things we should talk about, or we avoid talking about, or, you know. So that's how the podcast really came about. I'm really happy I'm doing it, because I'm excited about where this will go. Because I also thought, like, you know, later on, it can be not good, not just good for me, but good for other people, you know. Anyway, yeah, that's how it all came about. So now we're gonna get into timing, and I honestly want to talk about timing when it comes to like work. I don't want to talk about timing just yet. I don't want to talk about timing when it comes to like relationships and stuff, because that's not where I'm at right now. I'm with work. And when I say timing, I want to say, if you're someone like me that has goals and wants to reach a certain position in their life, a certain status in their life, you're on this journey. And so I'm on this journey, and I'm learning a lot, and I've learned a lot so far. Even if I feel like I'm kind of in the beginning, I'm in the beginning on a certain level, and on another level, I'm kind of in the middle of stuff. Like, I'm unlearning some of the things. And like I mentioned again earlier, I want to be a singer. So I told myself when I was about 5 years old, that at the age of 18, I would be touring the world right now, just releasing another album. I'll be, you know, just performed at the 2019 BT Awards, like all that stuff. And all that did not happen. And I'm so glad that I have gained a new understanding for it, because otherwise I'd be really sad. I'd be really depressed on, like, you know, things aren't going the way I want or whatever. And I have came to learn that you're going to get where you want. It's just not going to happen when you think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen as fast as you want it to happen. And I learned this because last year I had one of the greatest experiences of my life, to be honest. It was really fun and really great. And so it was actually to be a dancer in one of my favorite artist videos. And around that time, it just was unexpected. Like, I didn't really expect to do what I did, right? So let me just say, I was on Twitter one night, and I saw a post from the artist's pages, one of the person's pages, and it was talking about auditions and stuff, and it was in Houston. At the time, I was in Houston. And so, I was like, oh my gosh, this would be really fun, really great. Like, I have to submit, even though I was nervous, and I, like I said, it was I saw it at night. I didn't submit until the next morning because I was a little nervous, a little like overthinking it or whatever. So I ended up like the next morning submitting or whatever, and just like not even like trying to overthink it or pressure myself anything. I just submitted and just let it be. So I think that was a Tuesday night, and I heard back from them, I say a Thursday night. I think it was Thursday, and auditions was that Saturday. And at first they didn't really say what the artist was, but I know the page I follow, and I know who the artist was the whole time. And I sat literally those those few days just like, I know who this is. Like, this is gonna be so much fun. This is gonna be really cool. And I got to the audition and I went through the whole thing. And after that, I was just like, when are they gonna call me? They're gonna call me. You know, just rambling on and not even trying to like let it be. Like, that's all I thought about like the next few weeks. Even after they kept calling, they kept inviting me to more auditions during that time, I was just overthinking it and stuff. And eventually I got the call, I got to do the job. And the whole reason I told that story is because I expected, and expectations is going to be another episode, but I expected them to call or them to email me back on my time when I felt like it was the perfect time for them to call me. You know, like, say I auditioned last Saturday and I expected them to call me on Monday. I learned that things aren't going to be done exactly the way you want it, on the time you want it, none of that. You have to just do the work and continue to work hard and go for what you want and not pressure yourself or be down because it's not happening the way you want. Eventually, it's going to happen. Eventually, what you want, you're going to achieve it. You just, like I said, you have to just work hard and keep doing the things you want. And because, like I said, like I expected to be doing so much at 18 and 19, you know. And honestly, I'm happy it didn't go the way I thought it would be, because I'm learning so much more about myself. And because I don't want somebody else's story. A lot of times we look at our favorite singers, I looked at a lot of my favorite artists or whatever, and just like, oh, that's gonna happen to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, like, not everything happens at the age you think it happens, right? So like, all the work that I'm doing now, it might not even show until like 5 years from now or anything. Like, I lost my thought. Anyway, yeah. I also want to talk about, I'm so mad I lost my thought. Anyway, I also want to talk about, when it comes to, it's still work. When it comes to you getting things when they come, I lost my thought. Anyway, I was doing really good. I'm very proud of myself. But I want to say, just when you do the work, you will achieve what you want. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen in 2 years. It might not happen in 2 months. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But it will eventually happen. Like, I think a lot of people get lost in that because they look at other people. And I think that is one reason why social media is not good. Because you'll follow people and it looks like they have everything, right? And honestly, sometimes it's not that way. Back to Gary Vee, he said, follow people that are doing the job. Was it Gary Vee? I think it was. And he said, follow people who are doing the things that you want, right? So I follow Beyonce. And to be honest, I always say this, that I'm about to just follow her. But then there's other people, like I look at Zendaya and Kehlani. Zendaya and Kehlani are both from Oakland, and Kehlani was somebody that I looked at. Like, even though she started a little earlier, her career started really going at 19, you know, and to see her and then to see Zendaya start so young, and to see them then and to see them now, it's like, that inspires me, you know, because they are literally from a town that's, what, 30 minutes away from me, from Pittsburgh. Like, that really inspires me to say, okay, it might not, my career might not be around the same time they started, but it's eventually going to happen, and that's why I follow both of them on Instagram. I gotta really get in the habit of not losing my thought, right? Because I be rambling and then I be trying to make a point and I just lose my thought. Okay, so we're back. I had to take a little break because I was losing my thoughts and I still can't remember what I was about to end it with. So I'm going to make timing a part two. So there's going to be another episode of timing. So I really want to end it on this note that, like I said earlier, you will get to where you're going at the end of the day, where it's you getting your own apartment, you getting your own car, you having the job you want, you whatever. You're going to get what you want, even if it doesn't happen tomorrow, in 2 days, in 2 weeks. You are going to get what you want. Sometimes we have to get out of our heads when it comes to us and our expectations of time. Because things aren't going to happen when we want it. It's going to happen when the higher power wants it. So I'm leaving it on that note for now. And I will see you guys. Well, I'll be back. Not see you. You can't see me. We will be back soon. Have a good one. Bye.